Partha Dasgupta is a very deep and philosophical economist. He was born in 1942, and he spent much of his career at the University of Cambridge. So what is Dasgupta really about? Much of his work focuses on the philosophical foundations of welfare economics, that is, comparing one economic outcome to another. Dasgupta has written essays on what exactly is well-being, and how do we know when people are better off. He has numerous essays on what is the best population for a society. If a society gives birth to more individuals, can we say in some sense that society is better than a society with fewer individuals? He studied how much we should discount the future, a critical issue for evaluating how much to invest in protecting the environment. In all of these areas, over decades, Dasgupta has built up a very substantial and very well-respected body of work. Let's look just briefly at just one of his points with respect to the environment and measurements of well-being. Dasgupta likes to stress that wealth takes many forms and we shouldn't just obsess over GDP. To give a simple example, consider a poor country which chops down a lot of trees and sells the wood for export. As measured by national income or GDP statistics, that country is much wealthier. But when you look at the problem more deeply, when you think about sustainability, you see that in some ways that country is much poorer. So Dasgupta has argued that we should revise our GDP statistics to take into account the depletion of natural resources. In practical terms, this means a new metric for well-being, one that takes into account the environment. At the level of policy, it means we should think more about sustainability. It also means that many poor countries are in fact poorer than we think, because they've damaged their environment. They're on non-sustainable growth paths. They're doing a mix of consuming the wrong things too much, or treating their air supplies, or water supplies, or forest supplies too badly. An example, of course, would be Haiti in the Caribbean, a country which has chopped down nearly all of its natural forestation due to ill-defined property rights. When it comes to asking deep questions about the environment, economic development, and what it means for an economy or a set of people to be better off, Partha Dasgupta is out there in the lead.